Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2836.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model, and what attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
The biggest role model in my life would probably be my father. He started off in a very poor family, and just based on his education and hard work, he was able to move up and become successful in his life. So I've learned a lot of valuable lessons from him, just as far as hard work, dedication, and I feel that he would be probably the biggest role model in my life.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I guess they'd get a fair kind of view of who I am, I guess just based on paper, but I guess hopefully this audio interview will give them a better idea of, I guess, the type of person I am, just ideals and aspirations and things like that.
How would you describe your personality?
I feel that I'm a very easygoing person. I get along with all different kinds of people. I'm always meet new individuals, learn new things, and I feel that overall, I guess I'm a nice person.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
My parents taught me several lessons. The main ones would be, just to kind of preserve your cultural identity, being proud of who you are, and, just be happy with, situations. And I feel that the lessons that they've taught me have shaped me into the person that I am currently. And, I hope to transfer these on to my children as well. So,
what makes you unique?
What makes me unique? I feel that I've learned a lot throughout my life, just being able to travel to different places and meet all different kinds of people, and I think that's shaped a little bit of how I perceive different people in the world. I'm pretty patient when it comes to, understanding new cultures and new people, and I feel that that makes me unique in a way where I can take a look at someone from different perspectives.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I don't get to see my family that often. They do live close by, so I visit them maybe every other week or so. So when we go back, we just spend time. We always sit down and eat dinner together. We watch a movie or go to a friend's or relative's house. Sometimes it's just fun to just sit on the couch and talk to them. Just try to spend as much time as I can with them when I'm there visiting.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why was this gift so special?
I guess my parents realized that I have every different kind of clothing or shoes or any type of electronic that's possible, so they don't really buy that stuff for me anymore. Sometimes they give me money on my birthdays or Christmas, but recently what they've done is, taken some of my older pictures or pictures with my dog and put them into a frame and given them to me, and I feel that's, it's really nice because, it's, especially in this digital age, we don't really print pictures out, and it's everything's on the computer, so I'm able to have a picture either, with my dog or something of me when I'm younger with my parents, and I can put it up inside my house. So I like those type of gifts.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
Just Christmas, or the whole time during Christmas, just because all my friends are either back home visiting, so you get a chance to see them, families around. I mean, it's still cold, but you get to see everybody, have good food, and so Christmas up, all the way up until New Year's is probably my favorite holiday.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I guess every single time I go back to visit family, wherever it may be is fun for me. The best time I've had is when I actually went to in Malaysia. It was good to see, all these different cultures and different people in that area. They had, there's a lot of very touristy and like scenic locations that we got to see, and it was a good week spent there.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I never really read a lot when I was younger. It was always through school, so I never really took much interest in reading. But recently, towards the end of high school and college, I started reading a lot of, books, specifically, written by, like John Grisham or Michael Crichton. And even though these were all, like nonfiction novels, it was just kind of fun to, kind of live life in, other people's shoes and just to, kind of immerse yourself in these stories. So I do a lot of reading recently, actually, just to, before I go to bed or whenever I'm traveling. So,
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
My ideal way to relax on the weekends, I love sleeping in. I don't get a chance to do it much during the weeks if I'm at work, so I usually try to, you know, get a few extra hours of sleep on the weekends, just kind of sit at home and watch movies, you know, have friends over, you know, make some food or go out to eat and just, you know, kind of relax and not really do much.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Liked learning about, you know, different cultures and different people and, you know, different things that shaped the country that it is today and, you know, the influences that it brought about.
If you could have a lunch date with any person living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Favorite actors would be Tom Hanks or even, like, you know, I guess Brad Pitt and, you know, these kind of people. So just to kind of talk to them and see how they really are in person as opposed to what you read about them or hear about them on the news.
What is your definition of success?
My definition of success is being happy with what you're doing. You know, regardless of what profession you're in or how much money you make, you want to be happy. You want to wake up in the morning and be excited to do your job. And also, you know, having a good family and friends is key to being successful.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration? I guess my biggest frustration would be, you know, there's just so many things that you need to get done, you know, especially with work or just with friends, commitments and things like that. And, you know, not having to, I guess, make people upset or, you know, not fulfill their wishes or things like that would probably be something that frustrates me, even though I try as hard as I can to make everybody happy.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
You know, people should definitely be very open-minded and accepting of, you know, different people. And I feel that, you know, everybody needs to have some patience and tolerance and just be nice. You know, you don't want to come off as being very, you know, closed-minded or a stubborn person. So I think everybody should, you know, just, you know, be open and understanding of other individuals and the situations that they come from.
What is your favorite technology and why?
My favorite technology? I guess my favorite technology would be cars. I've always been interested in, you know, vehicles and you know, either be motorcycles or automobiles and I'm really, you know, interested in, you know, the new technology that's coming about. You know, even though you know, we have all these hydrogen powered electric vehicles, I'm still all about, you know, the big engines and going fast. So the more powerful the car, the more gas it burns, the more interesting it is to me.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My least favorite responsibility? That would definitely have to be washing dishes. Even though I put them in the dishwasher all the time, it's just, you know, and it only takes a few minutes to do. It's just something that you keep putting off and off. And finally, dishes all get piled up and you have nothing to eat with.
What do you find interesting about your work?
My work is very interesting. I really like it because I get to travel a lot. I don't just sit in my office behind a computer all day. I get to, you know, visit different clients all around the United States, you know, interact with them, take them out to lunch or dinner, and, you know, just talk about what issues that they're having and how, in my role, I can support them and make their, I guess, their work a little bit easier. And I definitely like that because, you know, I guess I'd get bored just sitting behind a desk all day.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you do?
If I had to choose a different career, well, currently I'm in my engineering field. I initially thought about going into the medical profession. I actually applied to medical school and I got in, but right around that time I also gained admission into business school, and I felt that I would definitely be more interested in that business side of things. But, you know, thinking back on it and just about, you know, the actual medical profession and how my friends are doing, I maybe should have, and I can't really change things now, but it would have been nice to see how that track would have taken me.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
To me, a romantic evening, I guess just, you know, spending time with that, you know, that special someone, you know, going out to eat. But to me, you know, I actually love cooking, so even just staying at home with a, you know, with a nice dinner and watching a movie would be something of interest.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
The qualities I look for, I guess, would be really similar to the type of people that I'm friends with. I definitely look for somebody that's a lot of fun, that's easygoing, you know, that's not too high maintenance in the sense that, you know, just is happy with what she's doing and I guess the situation and just kind of up for anything. So just somebody that's, you know, that's cool, that's easygoing, that's nice, that has a good personality. And I guess those are the qualities that I'd be looking for in a potential.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word. I guess would be my favorite word because I tend to say it a lot when I don't have much to say.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience. Anytime, I've done a lot of volunteer work in the past where we've worked, not just, you know, through my office to work with, like, you know, children, you know, that are disadvantaged, you know, even building, like, outdoor playgrounds for kids with, I guess, Kaboom was another project that we did where we actually went and built a playground for a school. You know, just things like that where you work with other people and kind of volunteer time is a lot of fun because, you know, you make really good connections and bonds with people because these are the same type of individuals that have that, I guess, that the giving nature. And it's always fun to, you know, spend your time and give back to the community.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I loved Monopoly when I was growing up. I used to bug my grandfather to play with me all the time, and I used to get really mad because he always beat me in the game. But more recently, I realized it, even though it's a lot of fun, it just takes too much time out of your day to play a whole game of Monopoly. So right now, you know, it's just I love playing board games with my friends when we come over. You know, we play Taboo, which is a lot of fun. So that's probably one of the only few that I still play as an adult.
Whose poster did you have up on your wall when you were a teenager?
Whose poster did I have up? I actually didn't have any posters of people. All my posters were either of motorcycles or cars. So, but the one person whose poster I did have up was actually Michael Jordan. So, because, you know, just growing up, I was really big into basketball and sports, and he was kind of my, somebody that you really wanted to be like, you know, hence the term, be like Mike.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor, it's got to be Tom Hanks, just because, you know, all the different roles that he's played, you know, he's you know, over the past, like, 20, 30 years, and he's just a great actor, and I feel that out of all the potential celebrities or actors that I'm fans of, he seems like the most genuine person.
Do you have a favorite actress?
Julia Roberts, a long time ago, but I guess more recently I'd have to say Angelina Jolie.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I guess we could start with the best quality. So I feel that I'm a very social person. You know, I try to be friends with everybody and, you know, get along with people, and I always try to look at the best in everyone. But at the same time, I guess I'm not very, I don't consider it critical or judgmental people, but, you know, I feel that, you know, people should have certain qualities. You know, they should be modest, they should, and things like that. And if I don't see that in a person, I tend to, you know, I tend to be openly, I guess I tend to voice my feelings about people, but I always do it in a nice way. So, you know, if somebody is really kind of gets on my nerves, I let them know, because I'm not the type to kind of sugarcoat it and just kind of ignore things like that.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I decided to participate because, you know, just understanding what the goals of this donor program were, you know, and I guess there are several reasons. I can't really pick a specific example, but I feel like I'm doing something positive.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
A message that I'd like to give to either recipients or offspring is, you know, a decision like this is, you know, something very important. You're actually bringing a human life into the world, and you want to, you know, raise it with as much love and dedication as you feel that, you would have gotten from your own parents. And I guess to the offspring, you know, you want to make sure that, I guess you make an impact in society. You want to just not be, I guess, you know, confined to the norm, but you want to make sure that you have a true impact in society, regardless of what you do, you know, by profession or just by the different type of work that you do. So I feel, you know, you just need to make the best of your situation and try to do the best.
This concludes our audio interview with donor 2836.